بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
All of us should feel we have a responsibility with regard to Gaza. April 10th, 2024. Islamic governments should cut economic and political relations with the Zionist regime, at least temporarily. As long as the Zionists are continuing these crimes, Islamic governments should cut relations with them. They, Islamic governments, should stop supporting them and should cut relations with them. This is what we expect from Islamic governments. It is not just our expectation. It is the expectation of Muslim nations. If they hold a referendum in Islamic countries now, everyone will undoubtedly vote for their government to cut relations with the Zionist regime. This is definite. We are hopeful, God willing, that Almighty God will awaken all of us, show us our duties, and enable us to carry out our duties.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the heads of Iran's three branches of government and a number of current and former government officials. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseinia on April 3, 2024. Firstly, I would like to extend my gratitude to Mr. Raisi, our Honorable President, for his statements. He shared some good information with us. I pray that God will reward him, help him, grant him strength, and allow him to continue in his efforts in the same way, God willing. I would like to share a few words with you about the month of Ramadan. There are not many days left, and we need to appreciate the month of Ramadan. I will then discuss one or two matters related to the current affairs of the country. Ramadan is a blessed month in every sense of the word. The term blessed month is not just a pleasantry. This month truly is a blessed month as it develops and betters the inner spiritual abilities of individuals in various aspects. It elevates people in both their human and divine characteristics. The betterment of individuals and society leads to the betterment of society as a whole. There is no doubt about this. When I mentioned there are different aspects, I was referring to fasting, the recitation of the Quran, which has been emphasized and encouraged for this month with people being promised increased reward, beseeching God, reading supplications, and reciting the recommended prayers for this month.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all